Confetti.
Welcome. You're listening to Confetti, the Wedding Planning Business Talk Show. My name is Debbie, and I'm extremely happy that you're here. Today is Thursday, December 15th, 2011. Oh my gosh, halfway through the month. And I'm speaking to you from the Washington, D.C. metro area. And my goal is to always bring you information and answers to your questions about operating a successful wedding planning company of your very own. And if you or someone you love is passionate about planning weddings, then please check out the free online resource, weddingsforliving.com, where you'll find ideas and inspiration about starting a wedding planning business. That's also the place where you can listen to and download archived episodes of this show. Okay? If you need a little more handholding as you start your wedding planning journey, then weddingbusinessguide.com may be what you're looking for. And on that site, you can find tutorials, downloadable forms, and access to live teleseminars and webinars just for wedding planners, a little more focused on the business end of things, okay? So getting back to today, thank you again for being here. The show is not just about me talking. It's completely interactive. So if you have questions or comments, please feel free to call in live. And the way you do that is by calling 626-213-5678. And I can see several of you are on the phone lines. Thank you for being here. If you have a question, just press the number 1, and then I'll bring you live on the air and share your thoughts with everyone. And of course, welcome to those of you who are in the chat room. Please type your comments and questions in there, and we'll all tackle them together. So, you know, I'm really happy that you're here. Let me just say, first and foremost, usually the show happens on a Tuesday, but Tuesday rolled around, and late Tuesday afternoon, I was starting to feel some, you know, having some issues in the back of my throat. I couldn't swallow the way I should and knew I was coming down with something. And later on that afternoon, my voice was pretty much gone. It was a very, very quiet day here in Washington, D.C., because Debbie could not speak. So I didn't really want to, but I canceled the show, postponed the show to Thursday. So I know that throws some of you off, but for those of you that are here, thank you. Let's see. I'm looking at the chat here. I see Latrisa and Tony from Nelson Photographers, Kiki Brothers. I always see you here in the chat, and I've got to find out who you are. Thank you for being here. Divine Events, I see Deborah on the West Coast is here from Purple Meadows Studios. Welcome. And Daniel from UK, thank you so much for being here. Please, if you have a Facebook fan page, please post the URL in the chat to get some exposure for your wedding business. And Rebecca Price was from Wedding Esk in Australia actually suggested that, and it's, you know, it's just gone off like gangbusters. So, you know, please post your Facebook fan page URL in the chat. And also, the show's hosted on Blog Talk Radio, duh. So please follow the show if you haven't already, and please add your comments on the show page. I wanted to mention something here. You know, if you have a success to share about your progress that you're making in the world as we know it, you know, in the world of wedding planning, please let me know. You know, send an email. You can go on weddingsforliving.com and complete the online comment form. Excuse me, I'm still sniffling. Throat's cleared up, but nose is now running. I know, TMI. What was I saying? Oh, gosh, distracted. Yeah, sorry. Your success stories, I want to hear about them. So please post them. Please send me an email or your comment, and I'll share that. You know, it's all about encouragement and moving forward and whatever steps that we're making within our own world. If you want to share that with the rest of us, please let me know. And even if you just want to share it with me and don't care to share it with the world, just let me know anyway, because I love hearing about progress. So in addition to doing the email, you can also call in. There's a talkback line, and I'll give you the number. I didn't want to give you too many phone numbers, but so the number is in the U.S., it's area code 202-681-2126. And if you dial that number, you'll get a recording and just leave a message. I think you've got 2 minutes. So, you know, figure out what you're going to say in 2 minutes. That should be long enough, right? And, you know, if it's something you want to share on the air, I'll play it back on the air. If not, just let me know that. Okay? All right, so post your Facebook fan page. I'm posting mine. Listen, one of my New Year's resolutions is to really be more active and to become a social media butterfly. I am Twitterful. Thank you, Gary, from Casual Events for that term. When it comes to Twitter and Facebook, dismal. So I'm working very hard, and I have actually added on my calendar twice a week to actively, you know, go on Facebook and post some updates and see what's going on. Not, you know, try not to get too distracted with all the things that are going on in Facebook, but just to actively do that. So I know some of you guys are just out there just doing it with social media, and I am so, I was like envious, but not in a bad way. I'm like, gosh, this person is tweeting like several times a day. Come on, Debbie, get your act together. So that's my goal. And a lot of you are my inspiration to do that, because I see everybody just doing what they're supposed to do. Okay, so for those of you that just joined us, welcome. And if you have a comment, again, please post it in the chat, or you can dial the call-in number, which is 626-213-5678, and press the number 1, and I'll bring you live on the air. Okay? All right. So today's show is all about the tools that you need to help you move your wedding planning business forward. And I will tell you, I mean, the sniffling is getting on my nerves, and it's got to be annoying you. So I don't know if we're going to go the full hour today. We'll see how it goes. But I wanted to talk, you know, a few shows back, I talked about, you know, 2012 is right around the corner. And, you know, for a lot of us, it's the start of a new year is really what gets us in gear. So I just wanted to go over a few things that can help us get there. We talked about wedding planning certification on the last call on the 29th of November. And Cho Phillips from the Wedding Longevity Wedding Planning Institute joined us and gave us some feedback about that program. I'm a former instructor for the Wedding Planning Institute, so I think they're a really great organization. If you're interested in wedding planning certification, check that out. But there are many others, and we talked, oh my gosh, sorry, sneeze coming on. Okay, no. We talked about various wedding planning certification courses out there, and some things were great, some things not so great. And since that show, I did get a question. Sorry, that's the teacup and the saucer here. Sorry. You know, in England, whenever anything goes wrong, we just drink a cup of tea, and that's what I'm doing. And, you know, let me just tell you, my mom is visiting, which means just about every vile concoction that there is that she can think of to cure this cold is what I've been taking. But I'm feeling better, so thanks, Mom. Okay, I digress. Yeah, wedding planning certification. One that came up was one that did not come up was the QC School of Event Planning. Q like Queen, C like Charlie, or Q like Quebec. What is the NATO sign for Q? Anyway, I remember seeing, and I forgot all about this during the last call, and Laurie, who wrote in, said that she attended QC School of Event Planning, and she thought it was great, and it was so funny because somebody else asked me about that. So if anyone else on the call has participated in the QC School of Event Planning certification, please give me your feedback. Let me know how that worked for you. Was it good? Was it what you expected? Did you get value for your money? Would you recommend it to someone else? Okay? All right. So, yeah. So, getting back, I'm kind of all over the place. Getting back to tools. Q for Quebec. Thank you. Thank you, Vanessa. And every now and then, I just look over the chat and try to pick up what's going on. So, all right. So, tools for your wedding planning business. Now, I mean, there are wedding planning, right, is a somewhat glamorous kind of career. It's attractive to a lot of people because, you know, weddings are a fun event. And for most couples that are getting married, it's probably the largest event that they're going to host, the largest social event. And, you know, when they hire someone like you to plan their wedding, it's a big deal. And that attracts a lot of people who love weddings. I haven't actively planned weddings for all the best part of this year. And I can honestly say I'm not even sure if that's going to happen next year. But from my experience in planning weddings, it's a great thing to be a part of. But if you're running a business, a wedding planning business where you want to be compensated, you've got to have some things in place to make sure that wedding business runs smoothly and so that you continue to that you can actually make some money and continue to make money. And, you know, the goal should be to have, you know, one, while you're working on one wedding, to at least have another one on the books ready to go. So you're operating a business. And for many of us, although we're talented with the planning of the actual event and can sort of figure out what to do next, running a business is a little bit more challenging. So I wanted to talk about a few of the things that I think, the tools that have been helpful for me. Some of them you may find sort of dry and boring and not very sexy at all. And chime in, please, if you have a comment or something that works just as well for your business. The first thing I wanted to tackle was a telephone. It's amazing what technology has done. A few years ago, if you were running a business of your own and were using your cell phone as your way to answer your clients' calls and prospects' calls, you were kind of thought to be amateurish or unprofessional. How things have changed. I mean, many of us won't go any place without our mobile device. I mean, how many of us have made a U-turn and have decided to be late for the meeting that we're going to come back home for the cell phone? We just won't leave home without it. So it's become quite acceptable to use your cell phone as your primary mode of communication. And for many of us, we list our cell phone number as our business number. Nothing wrong with that. I use my cell phone, I go to bed, it's right beside me. I wake up in the morning, it's the first thing that I'm looking at. It's kind of crazy. But if you're running a wedding planning business, you might want to consider enhancing that. And I use a service which is, it's a virtual telephone service, and it works in the, what it allows me to do is I've had the same telephone number for my business since 2001. It's not a landline phone. It's a telephone number. It's a toll-free number. And what it allows me to do is to forward the calls to any numbers that I want. I forward it to my cell phone. I can forward it to my home landline phone. Yeah, I actually have a landline phone, believe it or not. Any number that I want. So what you can do with this is when you have a service like this and you provide that as a number on your website, the number on your business card, the number that's on your email signature, whenever the phone is going to ring in a certain way and lets you, the wedding planning business owner, know this call is related to business, nothing else. It may still come through your cell phone, but you'll get an announcement that lets you know it's coming in through this toll-free number or through this special service. And it's a very professional way to run your business, because once you know the phone is ringing for your business, you can decide, am I going to answer this now? Is the environment I'm in too noisy? Do I want to take this call? You can use your best telephone voice and answer this phone call. The service that I use is Freedom Voice, and the URL is tryfreedomvoice.com. It costs less than $10 a month for the service. It includes, I think, about 300 minutes. And again, it provides one main telephone number that I can give to clients, to my vendors, when they call me. If I want to take the call, I can take it or not. If I choose not to, it'll go to voicemail while a system is trying to determine if it can find me. That person hears hold music. It's a very professional service. And of course, you can tie it in with your cell phone, whatever number you want it to forward to. And I mean, it can forward to several numbers. Mine, as I said, forwards to my cell phone. If I don't pick it up there, it'll forward to the house phone. And I can still decide whether or not I want to take the call. Another great thing about that kind of service is that as your business grows, as you add people, like you have another event manager or wedding planning staff, you can add their number to the system. In fact, you can even give them their own telephone extension. So this means that if someone's calling to speak to Debbie, they may dial extension 101. If they're calling to speak to Tony, they'll dial extension 102, and that's the number that Tony will print on her cards. So your business has always got someone covering the call. If you work a 9-to-5 and you want to make sure that your clients' calls are answered, if you are not able to, you can hire someone else to answer those calls. Maybe somebody who works nights and is available during the day can take your calls and take the message. Because the truth is, even though we're all very mobile and we're online, when someone is planning a wedding and they're looking for a planner, a lot of times they're calling planner after planner after planner, and it's the person who answers the phone that is likely to get the business, not always the best planner for the job, but the person who is there to take that call. Because think about it, if I'm planning a wedding and I need you to help me, and when I call you at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Wednesday, I'm hoping that you're there to answer the phone. And if you are working a 9-to-5 job and are unable to take that call, guess what? That prospect may go on to the next planner. So by having a service like this, you can make sure that your wedding planning business is covered. Doesn't work just work for wedding business. Any type of business that you have that you don't necessarily have a permanent office, permanent staff to cover your calls, this works really, really well. I've also used the service as an RSVP service for my clients. So when they're on the invitations, rather than having guests, or actually we did it in addition to guests mailing back their RSVPs, they could dial this 800 number, dial a special extension, and there's a recording that asks them to leave their name, their number, how many guests are attending. And me as the wedding planner, I get all that information and can compile that for my clients. It's another service that I charge for. So Freedom Voice is an option to do that. $10 a month will get you going. There are some other options out there. Google Voice, I see someone who posted that. Kiki Brothers, fantastic. Google Voice is another option. And Google just all over the place. Man, they're touching everything there is out there. Google Voice is another way to do that. So I know when I started using Freedom Voice, Google Voice was not up and around. If it was, I wasn't aware of it. Google Voice is another way to do that, and that's absolutely free. And I think you can connect that with your cell phone too, right, Kiki Brothers? You can even, yeah, tie it in with your cell phone. So in running your wedding planning business, you want to start coming up with systems, because once you progress from hobbyist to business owner, you want to put on a professional front. You want your, remember, someone's going to pay you to plan their wedding. They don't want to hear that they've reached your mobile phone. Well, not that. That's not what I mean. But they want to know that they've reached a business. You know what I mean? And having a service like that can help you. So Freedom Voice, try freedomvoice.com is a service I use, and I've used it for many years. And you can have a local number, you can have a toll-free number, and it works for you if you're in the U.S. or Canada. So sorry, those of you who are not located here, you can use that service. Google Voice is 100% free, if I'm not mistaken, right? There's no fee to use Google Voice. I think you can pay for credits if you want to do the text messaging. I haven't really looked into that completely, but it's a really, really great service. And if you decide that you do not want to give out your cell phone number, because maybe your cell phone is not what everybody needs to have, then you can use Google Voice and even tie it into your phone number, even to the point where when you're making a phone call, the Google Voice number is what shows up on that person's caller ID, so they don't see your cell phone number. If it's such a big, you know, top secret that you don't want your cell phone number out there. But you know what I mean? And the other thing is that I'm jumping back to Freedom Voice. The other thing that I like about it is I can set up business hours. So, I mean, you know, you can try calling me 2 p.m. on a Sunday. Good luck with that. It's not going to work on my business number. So you can do all of that. But, you know, VoIP, is that the right term for that? No, that's what Skype is. But, I mean, it's that kind of protocol. It's not actually a hard phone line. So check out Google Voice. I also use Skype. I use that in combination with the Freedom Voice service that I have. And I do have a Google Voice number. I'm embarrassed to say I can't remember what the number is. But Skype works really well, too, because you can then it's a free service for you, but it does require the person you're calling to have the service too. So if you're doing long distance planning, if you're destination planning, like Daniel, who's in the UK, and I know a lot of his clients, his ideal clients are here in the US. So Daniel could communicate without incurring that long distance phone bill by using Skype. And of course, with Skype, you can actually see the person you're speaking to. I think Google is doing that too. You can actually see, you can do the video chat thing. So very interactive, really good feature. I pay for my Skype service so that I can have a phone number assigned to Skype. Because normally with the basic Skype service, the other person has to have Skype to call you. But if you have a phone number associated with your Skype account, you can use that. You can even print that number on your cards, on your website, and then whether or not someone's on Skype, they can reach you. And, you know, even you get the voicemail. It's a really, really great feature. And same thing, like if you're calling someone from your Skype account and you're calling their phone, their cell phone or their landline, that number will show up. Because, you know, a lot of us will not take a call if the phone number doesn't show up. I mean, how many people out there do not take a call if the number says blocked? That people want to know who it is, who is trying to reach them. So think about these things. Remember, when you're running a business, you're going to incur some costs. And thankfully, within this industry, you don't have to, you know, pay an arm and a leg and give up the rights to your firstborn. But, you know, you're going to incur a few expenses. But that's okay if you're in the business of making money. And I hope we're all in the business of making money. Okay, so that's my rant about the telephone. If anyone else has any other great suggestions for using for what they use for their phone, I'd love to hear about it. You can call. Again, the number is 626-213-5678, and just hit the number 1. And the other thing about Freedom Voice, I know I just keep plugging it, but I love it so much, is that it includes fax service too. I don't know the last time, when was the last time you faxed something? I think the banks are the only, you know, and the financial institutions, and maybe the mortgage company kind of falls in that want you to fax stuff. So, I mean, if anyone, you know, is heading back to the next decade and faxing, but some people are faxing. So if that's the situation, you'll get that with Freedom Voice. Does Google Voice include fax service? Does anyone know? I don't know. Kiki Brothers seems to be on point with that. So please let me know. Okay. All right. I see a few of you have just joined us. Welcome. We're talking about tools for your wedding planning business. And please chime in if you have any suggestions. Please post your Facebook fan page URL in the chat to get some exposure for your business. Okay. The next item on my list was, what's the word to describe this? I use Microsoft Office. And if you are running a wedding planning business, you're going to need a suite of software for your documents, for word processing, to type your documents, to create your contracts, if you're doing a presentation. Microsoft Office has been around for eons, and, you know, I love them, but thankfully they're not the only game in town right now. I can't remember. I think it includes Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Publisher, maybe Visio. Am I missing something? So these are things that you will likely need for your wedding planning business. And if you have Microsoft Office 2010, I think even 2007, you also get the feature that you can use the PDF to convert your documents to PDF. That's important for us as wedding planners. We need to be able to do that. If you're sending your clients a contract, they should not be and you're sending it electronically, meaning you're emailing it, they should not be receiving that contract in Word form. That should be as a PDF document, which cannot be changed. Please, please don't send your contracts in a format that can be edited, okay? Please don't do that. As I said, Microsoft Office I've been using, but there are other alternatives. Google Docs. Sound familiar? Google is all over the place. Google Docs is a free set of programs that you can use to open documents like Microsoft Word and Microsoft Excel items. So, no excuse now. A few years ago, you sort of had to pony up and get the money to have these items, but you don't need those now. OpenOffice is another source for the same type of suite of software. When I say suite, just a group of programs that you can use to help you run your business a little smoother. Okay. So if I send you a Word document and you don't have Microsoft Office, you can use Google Docs to open that. You can use OpenOffice to open that document. Okay. Again, if it's a contract, please don't send your clients contracts in editable form. Okay. All right. So Office Suite, I think, is important. Some sort of suite of programs that you can use to create a document and create a spreadsheet. Google Docs also has some really great forms and checklists online. So if you do a Google search for Google Docs, you'll find some. There's even a wedding planner checklist. Things that you can use to help run your business. So, you know, when my clients come on board, I give them a welcome kit, which has a series of different forms. So I create those forms myself. But if you didn't have the time or didn't have the desire to do that, Google Docs is a great starting place. And you can take some of those forms, maybe tweak them and make them work for you. So that's another great resource. Okay, Daniel says he uses Apple iWorks. What is Apple iWorks, Daniel? I don't know what that is, so fill me in, please. And let's see, the Bridal Solution says FaxBurner is a free app and free fax service for the most part. Perfect. Thank you very much. So that's FaxBurner. So that's a great way. So that allows you to have your own fax number, right? Bridal Solution, that's what that does? Okay, great. So you know, again, these are things, you don't want to scramble to get these things when someone asks for that. You want to be ready to go. When someone says they want to fax something over to you, you want to be able to provide them with a fax number for them to do that. That's not the time to say, okay, let me get back to you. Be ready. And if these items are free, there really is no excuse for you not to be ready. Okay? All right. So I'm going to move on here. Daniel, I'm still trying to figure out what iWorks is, Apple iWorks. I'm guessing it's something similar to Google Docs, something like that. Oh, Daniel says, I'm just reading the comments here, that Skype offers a similar service too. Oh, similar to the Freedom Voice and Google Voice service, is that what that is? Okay, technology is amazing. It's really going to benefit all of us. It really is with our wedding planning businesses. Okay, many of us operate from home. What address are you putting on your website, if any at all? Is anyone using their home address? I'm curious, is anyone operating their wedding planning business from home and posting their wedding planning business address on their website? I'm curious, because some people are pretty open to doing that. For me, you know, not going to happen. But if you're operating from home, there's the good old post office, although here in the U.S., the post office seems to be in dire straits right now, where you can get a P.O. box and use that. Many of you that are on the email list see that I have that at the bottom of my emails. But you can also, if you need, the problem with the P.O. box, if you're here in the U.S., is that you cannot receive packages there. FedEx won't ship there. The UPS won't ship there. So maybe you need an actual address that you can use. Well, you want to get something that's called a virtual office or an executive office. So what you're doing is you're renting a box at a store that it's almost like the post office. It's a P.O. box, but it's not. It's actually at a street address. So if usually a lot of these services are set up in a commercial area. So it's when your local client sees that address, they associate that with being in the business part of town. So the box that you're given by this business is the number that you use, like your suite number. So it may be 123 Main Street, suite number 204. Really isn't a suite, it's the box. It's your box number. You'll receive your mail there, but the good thing is if you have packages that need to arrive there, you can that location will accept them for you. That's a really great way of listing an address on your website and also on your business cards, wherever you want to share your address. A lot of these services are very friendly, so they'll let you know if you have a package. I mean, if you're a wedding planner and you're getting invitations and accessories for your clients, if you're not home during the day or someone's not there to leave the pack to deliver the package, to receive the packages, having it dropped off at a center like this is great. And they usually have other services like photocopying, faxing, and things like that. So that's a really great tool for your wedding planning business. Kiki Brothers says he uses his address. I'm saying brothers, so I'm guessing it's a gentleman I'm speaking to. Could be wrong. So you use your address. Okay, great. More power to you. That's good. Let's see. Daniel says, take a little time, but brides love it. Oh, okay. I'm not reading fast enough. It says it's Apple's version of Office. It has word processing and publishing as well, and Keynote. Oh, okay. Keynote, which is the equivalent of the PowerPoint, the slideshow presentation, which I can play to brides on an iPad. Fantastic. Apple's products are very sexy, I must say, which would explain why I have no Apple products. But iPad 2 is on my wish list for the holidays. Let's see what happens. Okay. You're a lady. Oh, my gosh. Get out of here. I saw Kiki Brothers, and I assumed. You see what happens? All right. Thank you so much. All right. Kiki Brothers, ma'am. All right. Other tools. This is not really a tool, but it kind of sort of is. And that's, you got to have some sort of web presence. I mean, in 2011, when you're running a business, someone's going to ask you for your website address. So I would imagine and I would hope that we all have some sort of website. And thankfully, websites are very easy to put up on the web, right? The thing is, your website needs to come across as professional because that's the first impression for a lot of brides. When they're seeking you out, that's usually the first place they're going. And if your site doesn't look professional, they're going to turn away. There are a lot of services that provide free web services, but I've noticed for the most part, when they're free, you're not getting a free and clear your own domain name. So the domain name is www.yourweddingbusiness.com. Usually if it's free, it's a subdomain of another domain. So it may be xyz.com/yourweddingbusiness.com, something like that. And that's not bad, but I would urge you to stay away from that if you are serious about planning weddings. Because when someone sees that, it's pretty clear that that site does not belong to you. Why would this person then want to hand over money to you? Do you get what I mean? So you want to have your own domain. Domain is the whatever it is .com. That's your presence. That's your address on the web. Thankfully, the domain name part is really affordable. You can have your own domain name for about $12 a year, less than that, but $12 tops in the U.S. dollars. So whether or not your website is ready to go, please try and secure your own domain name so that when you are ready for your website, it's there. I don't want to hear the excuse that my website's not ready, so I don't have my own domain name. Find a domain name for your business and secure that so that it belongs to you. Murphy's Law is that when you're ready to do this, somebody else will have the domain name that you want. Okay? But building a website is the next step. And one of the best free tools out there is WordPress. WordPress was created for folks who wanted to create a blog. You can have a blog for your business, but it does not have to be a blog. WordPress allows you to create a site that you can associate with your own domain name, absolutely free. You can have a WordPress account on WordPress, I think it's .org, which is hosted by WordPress. That's not what I'm talking about. You want your own domain where you can add a WordPress site or blog to that domain name, and I'm not going to go into those details there. Oh, actually, if you go on to Wedding Business Guide, there'll actually be some information there for you too. Shameless plug. But not having a website, there's no excuse. If you don't have a website up, worry not, because right about now we can all jump on Facebook and create a fan page in next to no time. We've become a very, very social world. So having a Facebook fan page can be your online web presence if you do not have a website. You can have a Facebook fan page and have your website, even better. But if you don't have a website, please create a Facebook fan page, because this is where everyone's gravitating towards. And I'm missing the boat because I know I don't update my Facebook fan page nearly enough. But your brides are going to want to have some place to click and go. So there really is no excuse. You've got to have that in place. No excuses whatsoever. Okay? Let me just take a look at the comments here. Bridal Solution is saying I do not use a website because I want more interaction, so I use a blog site. Okay. So, I mean, it's your website presence. I mean, it's totally up to you. The thing about a blog is a two-way conversation. It's you saying what you've got to say and inviting people to comment. And that's the great thing. The issue with a blog, not the issue, well, what can be the downside of a blog is not everybody understands how a blog works. When someone is just trying to get specific information, sometimes the arrangement of a blog, if they're not familiar with that, can be a little confusing. Again, with WordPress, you can still set up your site to be almost like a static website, meaning the information is there. There's a front page without any comments, without any posts. There are different ways to do that, and it's totally up to you, and it's totally up to your style, however you want to do it. But the truth is, as you plan weddings, people buy you. They're into you, and they want to get to know the person behind this business. And having a traditional blog allows you to do that. People get to know you. Another downside, though, is it can become, you've got to be careful to balance the personal and the professional. You want people to get to know you, but you still want to keep that professional side going. Okay, so it's sort of like a thin line how you do that. People want to know you, but they want to know that you're a professional also. Okay. All right, I'm just taking a look here. Daniel says IWEB is good. drag and drop for simple use. The only downside is it's for Mac users only. Okay. All right. So only if you have a Mac you can create it. Is that what you're saying? Okay. So, I mean, and I'm not giving you the only ways to do this, you know, to use these tools for your business. There are tons of things that you can do. But, excuse me, I keep thinking sneeze is coming. You want some sort of online presence, okay? No excuses, guys, whatsoever. I know Vistaprint, which was the company I used initially to print business cards, I think they also do websites too. And usually these sites have templates and you can sort of, you know, figure out, you know, put your own wording and things like that. But, you know, if website design is not what you do and you're into planning weddings, again, you can do this yourself, but you can also find someone to help you. And it doesn't cost anything like it used to cost. Craigslist, Fiverr, Fiverr.com. There's lots of different resources out there for what you can do for your website. Again, worst case scenario, you can use Facebook. Okay, slightly different direction with tools. This is actually a hands-on tool. When you're accepting payments for your clients, from your clients, a lot of us will take checks, money orders. I have a merchant account, which means I can accept Visa and MasterCard, Discover, Amex. Kind of when I first started my wedding planning business, I was dying to have this as a way for my clients to make payments. But, you know, the thing about accepting credit cards is that the credit card companies encourage their customers that if you're not satisfied with the service, let us know. And then they can initiate what's called a chargeback. A chargeback is what happens when the credit card company comes to you, the merchant, the person that has the machine, and says, this couple says you didn't deliver what you said you were going to deliver, and they basically want a refund. It can happen. So it requires you having a merchant account. And again, the downside that I was always worried that somebody, I could use their credit card to pay me and then decide that they changed their mind and wanted their money back and didn't, you know, sort of went through the back door. That happened. That happened once, and it was resolved. So don't worry about accepting credit cards. The potential headache with accepting credit cards is getting a merchant account. You usually have to apply for one and get approved. And the way the credit card company makes their money is that they take a percentage. So, you know, it takes a bit of a process, but it can be done. What I discovered earlier this year, though, is a really great feature, a really great gadget to accept credit cards, and it's called a Square. I'm showing it to you as though you can see me. How ridiculous can I be? But what this device does is that it plugs into your smartphone, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, and it allows you to swipe the credit card of whoever's in front of you. It's connected to your bank account. And all you do is you go to, let me look at the back of the thing because I always forget the name. It's squareup.com. And you plug this little device and you request it. It's free. There's no cost. And you put it into your phone and you do the setup process. But anyone can have it. And this means no matter where you are, you can accept a credit card. The downside is the fee is 2.75%. So 2.75% of every transaction that you use with this card, with this Square Up, is going to be deducted. But the beautiful thing is you can accept credit cards. You can use it for whatever. And the person can even sign the credit card on your on the screen of your phone. It's amazing. So it's portable. I mean, in my purse, I have my wallet. I have my cosmetic case, I have my checkbook, and I have my Square Up device. This is my Square, and I can plug it into my phone. So no matter where I am, no more excuses. Oh, gosh, I'd pay you right now. All I have is my credit card. Pony it up. Got it. I'll swipe the card. And a really great way, whether you're at a bridal show, whether you're at the client's home, whether you're in your office, no matter where you are, you can accept credit cards. So check out SquareUp.com. Absolutely free. You sign up, they'll send it to you in the mail, and within a week you can be accepting credit cards. I know some people that accept credit cards charge those clients that use their cards extra to use the credit card. So like if their fee is $200, maybe they'll charge $210 for people that use their credit cards. Please don't do that. fees, like what you would pay for your credit card, are the cost of doing business. And what that means is that's the fee that you have to pay. Just like I said, the cost of doing business. That's like, because if you're when you're charging someone extra just for using the credit card, that's like saying, I'm going to charge you extra because I've got to pay for my hosting, I've got to pay for my phone bill. All of that should be accounted for. So the best thing that you can do if you're accepting credit cards, whether you're using the SquareUp or if you using a traditional credit card merchant account, is just assume that everybody's going to pay you with a credit card and set up your fees accordingly. Make it as though everyone is going to pay with your credit card. Don't raise the fee for someone who is paying their credit card. It's a major turnoff. I've encountered that twice in the last month. Hated it. Hated it, hated it, hated it. Don't do that. So Square is a really, really neat device, and it's very cool. When I, you know, and I, you know, I'm always dying to use it, because when people see you plug this thing into your phone and swipe their credit card, it's amazing. And the money's usually deposited the next day, the next business day. And the person can even enter their email so that they get the receipt instantly. Very, very cool. Let's see. Latrice is saying, with Square, you get the money deposited into your account sooner. Oh, same thing. She's saying that the money deposited into your account sooner than a regular credit card processing service. It is. But again, the fees are much higher. It's 2.75%. I know I pay I want to say it's about 1.7 something on, or 1.6 something on my current merchant account. So the fees are higher, but again, you can build that into your costs. Okay, no excuses. If you want to accept credit cards, you can now. Okay. Latrice says she has a SquareUp account and a regular terminal as well, and the SquareUp is by far cheaper, even though they charge a higher rate. Okay, so yeah, it balances out. And again, it's just for the cool factor alone. I know, don't mind sounding really vain when I say that, but it's, you know, a really, really neat device. And I ordered a few to send out to a few folks. I have someone who does, a friend of mine who sells jewelry, and this is going to be great for her to put in her stocking. Costs nothing. Okay, so that's a really great way to accept payments. Of course, I know many of you use PayPal, and that's a really great way to do recurring payments. So if you're billing your clients in increments, you can set up a PayPal account to do that, and set it up to do it automatically. It's perfect. No excuses for getting late payments. Just let them know it's going to automatically deduct from their account. So I have a PayPal business account too. Haven't used that very much at all, but that's a really great way to do the recurring payments and just one-time payments. And of course, that's linked to your bank account, and great way to get your money. And a lot of folks who maybe don't have a credit card or prefer not to use their credit card can use PayPal because it's linked to their checking account. Okay, so another really, really great tool. Another gadget that I've fallen in love with, a couple of years ago, year before last, I think, I bought the Flip camera. It's really just a camcorder. Everything has become so small, except my Evo phone, which is entirely too big. But everything's become really small. So the Flip camera is a camcorder that fits in your purse. I mean, it's very, very small and very, very cool. I put the Flip camera down and started using the Kodak CI8 the last part of last year. And it's actually smaller than my big Evo. Can you tell I'm really disgruntled about my Evo? It's a great way for you to, you know, it shoots video. It's really, really great. So you can use this when you're going on your site visits. You can use this when you're meeting with vendors. You can use this if you are running, if you have a blog and want to, I mean, they say a picture paints a thousand words, right? If you have something on video, that's just a really great way to demonstrate what it is that you're talking about. Granted, many of our smartphones can do that now anyway, but having this camera, because it's so neat, when I say neat, meaning compact, it's really easy. I just dump it in my purse and I'm gone with it. But the great thing about the Flip is how easy, not, excuse me, not the Flip, the Kodak ZI8, it's how easy it is to upload the video to my computer. It just has a USB drive. You plug that in, or you can take out the SD card and plug that in. Really, really great way to capture video. The great thing about the Kodak CI8 is that it has a microphone jack. So I have a microphone that I paid about $40 for, I think less than that, on Amazon, and can plug it in. Because video isn't any good if you can't hear what the person is saying. A lot of these camcorders cannot pick up the audio as clearly as you would like. So having an input that you can put the mic in is great because people can hear you. I've used it for different events. I've used it at social events, just trying to capture the mood. Let's say you're planning a wedding and you decide to do an impromptu sort of go around to the guests, maybe get one of your event assistants to just capture what the guests are saying and what they're feeling, or best wishes for the client, for the couple. Wouldn't that be a great gift, a great way to say, oh, this is some of the feedback we got from some of the guests at your wedding? Sort of just a last-minute thing. I mean, that's just an idea off the top of my head. But having a camcorder that fits in your pocket or in your purse is a really great tool to have as a wedding planner. Again, it's ideal if you're doing a site visit. Then you can sort of just hold the camera up and capture everything as you're walking through and then watch that back over when you get back to your office or share that with your clients or both. You can do that with many smartphones, with the iPhone, a lot of these mobile devices, but I like the idea of just knowing that camcorder is there. If I need to hand it off to my event assistant, I can give that to them without giving up my phone. So that's something to think about. I don't know if the ZI-8 is in production now. I want to say it's the ZI-10 that Kodak has made. But again, it's just a very small camcorder that can capture a lot of what's going on last minute. The last time I was driving, someone cut me off and I pulled out my camcorder. I know, very dangerous. But I got them on camera. And you get a life, Debbie. So, I mean, it's just so handy. It's just so handy. Can you get by without it? Of course you can. But these are things that are going to make your life so much easier. Okay. Let's see. I'm just taking a look at the chat. Latricia said she's glad I mentioned PayPal. If anyone has a PayPal account, upgrade it to a business account and get the PayPal debit card. It pays you 3% of every purchase, no limit. Oh, that's awesome. That's like going to IKEA where you use a debit card and get the money back. But I don't think it's 3%. That's awesome. Thank you, Latricia. Is it Latricia or Latricia? I hope I'm saying it correctly. So, you know, these are things, again, you don't want to wait until you have clients in place to use these things. You can have them, and a lot of them don't cost anything. I mean, outside of that camcorder that I'm talking about. But a lot of these things you want to have in place to make sure that your business gets going. There's nothing worse than you trying to come across as a professional and then not being ready when the time comes. And it just kills everything. And you can't help but feel a little embarrassed by it. Someone says, you know, oh, great. We're great. Wonderful. We'd love to hire you, Debbie. Do you accept Visa, MasterCard? Oh, no, actually, I don't. I mean, that's maybe a bad example. You don't have to accept credit cards. But, it's wonderful. You can say, absolutely, sure. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, Amex. It's great. It just gives you it's another notch on your belt, and you've got you're on your A game. This person knows that you're serious about what it is that you're doing. And I'm telling you, it's these little details that are going to separate you from your competition, okay? So just be ready. Just be ready. Okay, Latricia says I'm saying it right. Thank you. Correctly, it is Latricia. All right. The last thing I wanted to cover, oh gosh, where is it? It's wedding planning software, and it's coming down to the end. And I invited the folks from My Wedding Workbook Pro. What is the right? I know you know who this is. I'm sorry. It's the company, the pay-as-you-go, the monthly wedding planning software program. My Wedding Workbook Pro. A fantastic, fantastic tool. For years, I was talking about Event Magic Pro. I do wedding planning software, but this company, I mean, has just by leaps and bounds, I think is a really, really great way of getting affordable wedding planning software. It's affordable and it's effective. It's not tethered to your desktop or laptop. So long as you have an internet connection, you can access your clients' files. Your clients can access the files that they need to. Your staff can access the files. I mean, what could be better? Flip side, the downside, you got to have an internet connection. If the internet's down, you're SOL. But it really, really is a great program and I think a tool that we can all benefit from as wedding planners. So I know a few of you have switched over to that. And any additional feedback that you can give me, anything that I'm missing about that software. And it's not the only thing out there, but because of the low barrier of entry, I think it really, really is a great way to just show how professional that you are. And I mean, organization is key for what we're doing. I mean, how many times, I know me, I'm getting better with my organization, but if you could only see my desk right now, it's we've got to know what's going on in our planning world, and we've got to know we need to be able to put our hands on our clients' information ASAP. So whatever system you can get in place to do that is really, really important. So wedding, is it my wedding plan? Come on, somebody type it in the chat for me, please. I'm sorry, it's got too many W's. I know it's Workbook Pro, Wedding Workbook Pro. I think is what it is. My Wedding Workbook Pro, a really, really great way, an affordable, one of the first affordable ways to have wedding planning software. Because in the past, ones that I've seen have been at least $200. And if that's what you've got and that's what you're working with and it's working for you, that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. But just know there are lots of different tools out there. And I know they have an addition for your clients, for the bride who is not using a wedding planner, a professional wedding planner. But again, for us as professionals, this is a really, really great way to organize your files. Thank you, Divine Events, My Wedding Workbook Pro. Thank you so much. Couldn't get it together there at all. Okay? All right. So, wedding planning software, is anybody else out there using something other than what I've mentioned? I know there's iDo Software by Elm Software. I know there's Event Magic Pro. And then, of course, the Wedding Workbook Pro. Is anyone else using any other type of wedding planning software that's working for them? Be curious to know so that we can share that with everyone. Tony says she looked at their software yesterday and compared it to others, and it looks super nice. It really is a very friendly site, and yeah, really, really intuitive. I like it a lot. So hopefully you can get someone to come on the show and talk to us about that. My Wedding Workbook Pro. Okay, guys. Well, we're nearing the end. I feel like I have just been rambling on. Didn't no calls tonight, but I mean, no incoming calls, but I see a few of you are still on the line. Oh, Deborah's saying Google SketchUp. What is that? What is Google SketchUp? That sounds like something to do with the layout. And that's another key part. I forgot to mention that too. It's important if you're doing the design aspect for your clients that you're able to, not even if not, and not only if you're doing the design, but a lot of times we're responsible for that. The reception is the big part of the wedding. So having being able to lay that out and visualize how everything is going to look is really key. And if you can present that in a way to your clients that they understand and they get that, you have earned your fee. Okay? A lot of times, you know, we need to be able to provide resources and make it easy, super easy for our clients. Don't make them jump through hoops to get the for in order for us to show them the information. We've got to make it super easy for them. This is why they hired us. That's what they're paying us to do. So it's not a matter, it's not about showing off or, you know, having the latest, you know, the latest technology going on, but you want to be able to present things in a clear and professional way. And that's very, very important when someone is paying you to plan their event. Deborah's saying, oh, you can design your layout. Okay, so that's Google SketchUp. Never heard of that. I've got to research that. Daniel says he's currently developing an app for wedding and event planning. Wonderful. Wonderful. I was actually on a webinar a couple of, what day was it? Monday, I think, where they were talking about creating an app. And creating an app is really not that hard. I was actually surprised and very impressed how easy it is to create an app. So, I mean, something to think about. And Daniel says that his app will be available for download in the new year. Wonderful. Can't wait to hear about that. So that's a great success story. Daniel, please share that with us. Okay. All right. So I'm going to wrap it up. I want to thank everybody who's been here. If you've got a Facebook URL page and sorry, let me try that again. Facebook fan page, please post the URL. And I am actively trying to get on Facebook more and really up the ante with my social media antics. Oh, I see. I'm looking over the switchboard. I think someone has a question. We've only got a few minutes. Let's see. Person with the last 3 digits, 784. Let's see. I'm going to try to bring you on live. I think you have a question. Let's see. Hi, this is Debbie. Who's this?
Hi. Hi, Debbie. This is Carol. I'm on the computer as Lilacs.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, and I actually had a question, kind of for the future. If you're going to be doing any kind of workshops in this nature and charging, and what services are offered at the best pricing.
Oh, okay. All right. Great question. I didn't have anything planned like that for blog for confetti on Blog Talk Radio. It is a topic that I did a webinar for Wedding Business Guide, and Wedding Business Guide is the other site that I have. But if it's something I think that we can benefit from, sure, I can definitely tackle that on one of these shows. The thing for me, Carol, is I get so distracted with the chat. It's almost like I have to put blinders on, otherwise I'll end up just going in a completely different direction. So I guess we could potentially do that. And my goal in the next couple of weeks is to sit down and plan, because for the most of the shows we've sort of been doing the grab bag where I'm just sort of answering questions. But I'd like to focus on some specific topics so that we know, okay, in 2 weeks we're going to be talking about pricing. In 3 weeks we're going to be talking about the design consultation. So I think that would be a good idea. I definitely could do that. So I'll work
That would
on
be
something.
wonderful. Yeah.
Okay.
And is there any way to get a better, I usually get my notification of the blogs like the morning of, and I miss them a lot, unfortunately, because of that factor. Is that something with me that I only get them so late, or is that just how they're normally sent out? The
No.
email notification.
Okay, good question. I send them out the day of because I feel every time that I'm sending out an email, I am bombarding you guys. So I used to send them out the day before, and I can do that if that's the preference. And I think we're going to set up a text service and text messaging so that you can just sort of text the keyword and then maybe the day before, because everyone's on their mobile phone. So I think that's probably the next move. But if you think it would help to have the notification early, like the 24 hours before, and then the day again, the day of, and then a few minutes before, I'll do that.
That's great. Just even being able to the day before is something be wonderful for me, at least. I mean, I enjoy these so much, and I learn so much, and it's just that I miss so many of them.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
That'd
Okay,
be
well,
great.
great.
Thank you.
That's good feedback. Thank you, and I'll take that to heart. Definitely. I always feel like, oh my God, I'm sending another email. They're gonna kill me. But
No.
okay.
But thank you very much for taking the time to answer my questions.
Oh, no, thank you, Carol. I appreciate you calling.
You
Have a good
too. Bye-bye.
evening.
Peace.
Okay, wonderful. All right, so then I'll do that. I'll send the email the day before, and we can do it that way. I'll send it the day before, 24 hours, and then again the day of. Until I start getting complaints. Well, yes, cut it out, Debbie. We don't want to hear anything more, but I'll definitely do that. And yeah, it is my goal to come up with some specific topics. So any specific topics you'd like to hear about, please send your comments on the weddingsforaliving.com site. Just use the contact form or send me an email to Debbie, Debbie, at weddingsforaliving.com. Okay? And we'll do that. But one other thing I did want to mention is, again, weddingbusinessguide.com is the site that I launched earlier this year. And it's pretty affordable, less than $50 for the year. And there's a lot more comprehensive information on that. So please check that out, because that price will not be in effect at the beginning of next year. So just something to think about. But I'm never trying to push you into something that you don't need, but I just wanted you to be aware of that. But we'll definitely start focusing on some specific topics on confetti for the new year. Okay? So I hope you can join me. Tuesdays are the regular days for this show. So, that should be happening. 2 weeks from this week will be the week of Christmas, and I'm not sure. Well, no, it'll be after Christmas, right? So I'm not sure if I'm going to do that, because normally the last 2 weeks of the year I try to do a lot of nothing. But if anything is coming up, I will send out an email 24 hours prior so that you can all join me here. Okay? Please follow me on Twitter, Debbie Tobias, Debbie Tobias, and on Facebook at weddingsforaliving.com. I want to thank all of you for being here. Have a very happy holiday for those of you that are celebrating Christmas. And hopefully I'll speak to you before 2012 gets here. Please tell a friend or anyone that you think might be interested in hearing about what we talk about here every 2 weeks, because the more the merrier. And enjoy the holidays. I wish love and success. Go out there and make lots of money, guys. Take care.
The wedding is a talk show. 'Cause